Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Let me start this over again because I don't know where I'm...
For the love of God!
Please, just calm down. You know what? I'm not going to put up with your bullshit tonight. I'm not going to put up with your sarcasm and
what
attitude.
What kind of bullshit? What bullshit?
I'm not putting up with your effing attitude.
Tell me about your fucking new wave song or whatever the fuck. Just go.
All right. Just calm down. My head hurts a little bit. Calm down.
I'm doing my best.
Best known for their song, I Know What Boys Like, this new wave group formed in the early 80s from Kent, Ohio, produced this song on a hot summer August day in 1981. Unfortunately, the lead singer has since passed, as has the band, as... I was doing that perfectly, too. Perfect! Alright, let me start off. Best known for their song, I Know What Boys Like, this new wave group formed in the Alright, just give me a break just to recoup my bearings.
Yeah,
hold on.
Take a break.
Okay. Their music had a post-punk sensibility. What am I saying? I'm reading. I don't even know what the fuck I'm even saying.
Come on. This for group, the love of God, just fucking say what it is.
All right. This group formed in the early 1980s from Kent, Ohio, best known for their song I Know What Boys Like. The following tune was recorded on a hot summer August day in 1981. Lead singer was described for her voice as being cheeky, dry, and knowing. A playful sexiness, if you will. Unfortunately, the lead singer of this group has since passed on, and the group has since broken up. However, this song will live forever. A&P has provided me with the world's smallest turkey, already in the oven, nice and hot. Oh, damn. Guess what I forgot? It's the Waitresses with Christmas Wrapping. Hit it!
Yeah.
DJ New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homo is in touch.
You guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, Donna! Did you start the coffee yet?
Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. This is the DJ New Style Show, exclusively broadcast on HearUsTalk.com.
That's Hear Us Talk, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. And ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the fine sounds and sensations coming to you from Germany, from a little band that likes to ignite themselves. Who are they? You guessed it, Rammstein! Yes. Yes, Rammstein. Thank you. Thank you, Rammstein. Thank you. We appreciate it. Well, this is the DJ New Style Show. That's right. We provide excellent talk radio about our assholes, our feces, and every other thing that really people don't generally enjoy hearing. With me and doling out the boring humdrum bullshit is another person who enjoys feces, but he is bald and much older than me and far less experienced. Frank, how are you, buddy?
Merry Christmas.
You know what? Frank, Merry Christmas.
Am I the first person to say Merry Christmas to you?
No. Several people have said it.
I see.
And several of my coworkers did not say it, and I did not say it to them because I didn't tell some of them that I'm not working tomorrow and I won't see you. So go.
Oh, you're off tomorrow.
So fuck you and your Christmas.
Son of a bitch.
Fuck you and your Christmas. Those
see
that I chose not to tell.
You're off till Monday?
I am off until the 31st. How about that? How do you like that, Frank?
You're on vacation?
Well, we have off the 24th, the 20th. You know what, Frank? I don't want to turn this into an Outlook calendar. You know, welcome to the Tuesday night Outlook calendar reading. Tonight at 11, we have posting the show. At 12, jerking off twice. And at 1, wondering why I'm up so late. And at 2, hating myself for being up even later. And the following morning, nothing, because I'm off of work! Suck my dick! Thank you. Frank, how are you? It's the last show of 2009.
It's the last show of the DJ New Style program of 2009.
You see how you slipped that one in?
Wow. That's right!
That's an old trick, isn't it? Isn't that an old trick? This is the last test of the year! And they go, oh, really? Yeah. In whatever year it was, that was the classic move of grade school teachers everywhere. Yes. And then by fourth grade, they would try to do that, and you would just look at them with, you know, why are you teaching me? I'm smarter than you already. You are stupid enough to think that that's a funny thing to actually do unsarcastically. Why aren't I teaching the class? I know fucking letters. Fuck you. Anyway, Frank, it's the last show not only of 2009, the last show of this decade.
That's true.
A decade is ending. You've only experienced this five other times in your life. In your brief 50-year-old life, you've only experienced this five times. And I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it, quite frankly. I mean, I don't think that I'm really noticing much of a difference. I mean, I still listen to shit from the 90s. I still, you know, enjoy some of the same things from the 90s. My life is becoming a blur like yours. You love the 80s? I'm stuck in the 90s. I have a feeling that I'll be bald-headed, fearing germs, and just telling everybody how cool fucking, you know, Saved by the Bell was. I don't know. I don't know, Frank. Does this upset you that the decade is over?
It just upsets me because that means I'm closer to death.
That's your ultimate fear, just not living anymore.
Right.
Yeah. So that's why turning 40 next year is a really rough thing because you're closer to death. Not
right.
Because you're old and irrelevant, because you're closer to death.
Right.
Yeah.
And how about you? How do you feel about it?
I couldn't, you know, I really don't care. It's a little bit of a weird feeling when a year ends, but it shouldn't be. I mean, it's just another fucking day. It's another fucking week and just a new number at the end of the date that you have to write. If you even write it. Frank, when was the last time you had to write the date? Does anybody ever need to write the date anymore?
I don't even write. I don't even use a pen or a pencil. There's no need to. My handwriting has gotten to shit.
Has your pencil bump gone away?
I had a pencil bump on my pinky. It's still there though.
Yeah, I mean, I had one on my middle finger, completely gone. My middle finger looks like brand new at this point.
Right.
I had a fucking callus on there from using pencils and pens every day, drawing, writing, doing all that shit. Now you don't need to. You move a mouse. It's amazing, Frank. You don't need to use these old school implements unless you sneak them into a prison and want to kill somebody. Frank, we were talking a couple weeks back about presents and buying each other gifts. You wanted to do this. This is something that you wanted to do. This was a bit that you conceived, brought to our show, and we discussed. And I'm going to ask you, did you get me a gift?
No.
Fantastic. You did not get me a gift.
I don't have time to get anybody a gift.
Did you get your wife a gift?
I have no comment at this particular time.
At this what?
Particular time.
Why are you talking like that?
I have no comment at this particular time.
Why can't you say the word particular? Say it again.
Particular.
Is it just a certain? Are there certain words that just shift you into different impressions? I don't understand. Why are you speaking like this?
I can't say at this particular time.
Why? Is your wife listening right now?
Perhaps.
I'll tell her right now. Donna,
Shut up!
I know that Frank got you nothing this year.
Excuse me.
Frank is still frantically looking for a gift for you. And don't be disappointed on the 25th if you open up a box with a note that says, get whatever you want. What do you want from me?
Right.
Signed, the person downstairs. That's exactly what it's going to be. That's it. That's what it is. So do you even shop? I mean, you have to get something for your wife, but do you ever actually pick gifts out for the kids, or is that just Donna?
Yeah, that's Donna.
Yeah, okay.
You really think I pick stuff out? Come on. Where you been?
What do you mean, where I been?
Where you been?
I'm trying to give you credit as a human being, as a parent, as a husband, a son, that you might do something for the people that, you know, were cursed into having to love you. That's the thing.
That's an awful thing to say.
What? That they were cursed?
You say that people are forced to love me.
Yeah, that they rolled craps when they got you as a father, brother,
that's
son.
That's real nice.
What? Ed said, our friend Ed the merry masturbator McGrath is saying that he agrees with cursed. Your family has been cursed, Frank. I was suggested some gifts to give you, and I was considering getting this for you, but then I realized I don't want to buy another man a gift. Not because I'm lazy. You had suggested this.
Uh-huh.
Hold on. I'm not going to let this fucking message slide.
No, you have to let it slide.
I'm not going
to
let this slide.
You have to let it slide.
Frank
Please,
just texted me.
Can I have some dignity?
Frank just texted me. We are not even fucking 10 minutes into actually doing the show. And I get a text from him that says, Ken, I have to take a dump. Let's go to break after this bit.
Don't you have any dignity for me?
Why do you have to? Why didn't you poop before the show? What's the story?
It just came up.
It came up. Where was it?
I forgot that I didn't go today. So I listen.
It's not like
I don't want the whole world to know.
Listen, the whole world doesn't know. Believe me. Anything said on this show, the whole world is not hearing. Frank, it's not like mowing the lawn. You don't forget about this. It's not something you schedule. It just happens.
I know, but sometimes I don't have to go in the morning. And
Frank, you need to call
like
in.
In the morning.
You need to call in and do the show while pooping.
No, I'm not doing that.
You
Come
will
on.
Do
I did
it.
That once before.
Yeah, we know. Mayonnaise. I don't even know how to say his name. Is it mayonnaise or mayonnaise? He's suggesting that you call in and talk to us while pooping like you did once before.
No, I can't.
Come on, do it for mayonnaise.
I can't tonight. I really can't.
Why can't you?
Because it just wouldn't be a good thing because
you're really nervous. You are shy. You are very,
I'm shit
very
shy.
What? Are you shit shy for real?
You're not.
I'm not. You know what though? Actually, I am. I am very much shit shy. I had a very embarrassing moment at work with regard to shitting. I realized I had to take I had to drop shit. I didn't want to I'm done, by the way, saying take a shit. I'm done saying that. So I realized I had to drop shit, and I got up. I go into the bathroom at work. We have two stalls and a urinal. I go to the front stall I always go to. The door is open. I look at the other one. The door is closed. And now I realize if I go and follow through with my shit, then I'm going to be sitting there, you know, feet away from another guy who's taking a shit. So I left. I said, oh, and then I left. I couldn't not make a sound. I had to make some kind of weird noise to acknowledge that I made footstep noises in the fucking bathroom while this person's shitting in the other stall. I just hope they didn't see my shoes. That's the thing. So I went and I just went and made coffee real quick, and then before I was sure to before they got out, I had a cup of coffee and I was sitting at my desk because my desk is across from the bathroom. Frank, I you know what? I don't know if we can be friends because this is a psychotic behavior that I think that you've instilled in me.
What's that?
That I think I'm shit shy now because of you.
I don't. You have a blog, not a blog, but you have a website devoted to that. DJNewStyleTumblr.duties.com.
No, duties.tumblr.com.
Oh,
yeah, but it is something of a blog. How quick? How much time do you need to shit?
If you could give me a solid 6 minutes.
6 minutes. You, if it's gonna be more than 3 minutes, you have to call in.
Okay.
Is it going to be more than 3 minutes?
No.
Because now I'm at your mercy. If you, if
3 minutes, it's going to take me 3 minutes to go upstairs.
It does not. There's 10 steps.
It's
going
to take me 3 minutes to walk upstairs.
You'll run. You'll run. And that'll even get it ready. That'll get the ripcord.
I'll put my pants down and everything. It'll take two.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal, Frank. You're not on cam. Unzip the pants and run up there in your underwears. And then as you're running up, it'll jar something loose, and you'll have a nice shit ripcord hanging out, and it'll be so much easier. Listen, it'll only be 3 minutes if you relax and read something. God damn it. And you know what? Everybody says all we talk about is shit. The fuck.
When I take a dump, 15 minutes there will be blood.
Every time you shit, there's blood. Sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry. The movie fucking tagline that you just dropped on us just killed me. When I take a dump, there will be blood. Oh my god. Well, I mean, I guess if you have to shit, you have to shit.
Yeah, and we could maybe do makeup, and we'll if we maybe we can go to like 10:03 or 11:03 if you know.
I mean, no, we can take a break. It's not a problem to take a break. I'm just saying that I don't need a fucking 20-minute break because you're mopping up blood
I'll do a quick wipe job. All right.
Just what you know? What don't even wipe. Just wedge it in there, and make a nice plug that you can pull later and take a all picture. Right. So you really have to go. This is it for you.
I gotta take a dump, man.
Well, you gotta tell everybody what they're listening to and where they're hearing it.
We're listening to the DJ New Style program on HearUsTalk.com. It's HearUsTalk.com, a thing you do with your eyes and the place to be.
And what are you doing right now?
Taking a dump.
Where?
In my bathroom.
Thank you.
The DJ New Style show will be back after something.
Let your backbone slip. And let your backbone slip. You come home from school, you yell at your mom, and let your backbone slip. Give it to me, baby. of a record.
The DJ New Style Show.
Hi everyone, this is DJ New Style, host of the DJ New Style Show, inviting you to check out the Hear Us Talk forums, the official message board of HearUsTalk.com. Discuss show topics, comment on previous episodes, talk to hosts, talk to fans, or peruse some of the bizarre images and video clips posted in our We Find Things on the Internet section. Do you like video games? What about sports? Are you into MMA? Do you like crappy music? Do you like broads? Wait, oh, of course not, but are you sexually attracted to women? Wait, still no? Okay, well, maybe you should pass the link on to a friend. HearUsTalk.com/forum. What I'm saying in a nutshell is that there's something for everyone in the Hear Us Talk forums. Go to HearUsTalk.com/forum, and if it's not there, and it should be, post it. HearUsTalk.com/forum.
Hey, this is Mike from Queens, and you're listening to the DJ New Style Show because you're pathetic. If you want to know what real men do, get in your underwear, get on the PlayStation Network, and eat microwavable foods.
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk, that's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears, and the place to be. If you want to call the show, that's a possibility! 316-768-4472. The number again, 316-768-4472. By all means, call. And if not, download all our shit at DJNewStyleShow.com. Yeah, Frank is probably still dropping feces into a bowl. I don't know. Are you there, Frank, or no? Of course not. So, oh my God!
What's up? What's going on?
Whoa, 3 minutes on the button!
How you doing?
Did you speed shit for this?
I didn't. I had a break in midstream.
Oh no!
I'm sitting now with mushy ass.
You.
I have mush ass right now.
You actually broke it in midstream and tried to.
I broke it in midstream and I'm sitting here with mush ass.
And you. I'm sorry. I've never needed to compromise to just to be okay with having mush ass.
I have mush ass.
Don't keep saying it, please. So you just have shit in your underwear right now.
I have it wedged in a crack.
That's good. Keep everything in there. You know, I remember you talking about something about dogs going to the bathroom, taking a dump.
Uh-huh.
And you know that they seem shy. They don't want you looking at them.
Right.
Yeah. So today, I didn't even realize I was doing this because when I get ready for the show, I put the dog in another cage, and the dog is very much alive and well. Thank you, Walter and Jimmy JJ.
Who asked about the dog? Who cares about the dog?
I'm just letting you know, Frank. You just pretend. Just pretend. I know you didn't hear it, but just pretend you did. So I put the dog in a cage in the next room, and the cage happens to be directly across from the bathroom. So I realized that when I was taking my pre-show shit, which you should have done, I had the door open, and right across from me is the dog. The dog is now watching me shit, so this is ultimately payback. I don't know why I decided to shit with the door open, but I was doing it. And the dog seemed very confused, and he started batting at the gate like he really wanted to get out of there. And he doesn't usually do that. I'm thinking that he might have wanted to get a good sniff of my feces. But anyway, Frank, is that, are you okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he was giving you payback.
Maybe. Frank, did you, like, why is it you had to shit so fucking, so fast? Did you have one of those newfangled grease truck sandwiches that you are now a big fan of?
Are you familiar with the grease trucks?
Oh, I am familiar with the grease trucks, Frank.
I love the grease trucks.
I am a Rutgers alum, so I've
been. Now, what does that mean, alum?
Is this something that you want to know?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Oh, it just means I went there. I'm not gonna go into the whole fucking thing. But yeah, the grease trucks, for those who don't know, it's basically a trailer owned by an Arab who will grill you sandwiches that are comprised of snack foods that you can get at a bowling alley, and he puts them all on a bun. And they have different.
They're called fat sandwiches.
They're fat what?
sandwiches.
Oh, okay. And anyway, the fat sandwiches are consist of, Frank, what are some of the more common
mozzarella sticks, cheesesteak, burgers, chicken fingers, fries, lettuce, tomato, and mayonnaise.
And what?
Mayonnaise.
Why are you did you have a portion of your tongue removed tonight?
And I burned my tongue earlier on the coffee.
You're out of your mind. So they have like steakums, eggs, Taylor ham.
And I only heard about this show from a program called Man vs. Food.
Okay.
And he was broadcasting live from New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Live. He was live.
Well, no, it wasn't. Well, he was live on tape.
Fucking idiot.
And
live on tape is not live.
He was talking about these grease trucks. So I went on like Wikipedia, and there's actually they're actually on Wikipedia, the grease trucks.
Yeah, they're very.
They're actually on my map program. You could see the grease truck. There's a little dot that says grease trucks.
Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 30. Hi, I'm Frank. I'm 39. I'm 39.
You're 39 years old, and you've lived in your town for how long?
I lived in my town since 1997.
Okay, and that town is about 5 miles away from the grease trucks. Is that correct?
Would you like me to give your latitude, longitude, DJ New Style?
I don't believe I gave out any fucking coordinates, but let's just say it's in the vicinity. You could get there within 20 minutes, correct?
Perhaps.
So you
Perhaps.
Would think that living within 20 minutes of this place, you probably would have been there. But no, this
is the first... It's a little bit hidden away, wouldn't you say? It's a little
bit
hidden away.
It's not. And the thing is, you had to watch a cable special, a cable TV show, to determine that there was something in your backyard, basically. And you saw this, and you were so compelled by the Man vs. Food show that you drove over there, I guess, immediately after the show was over and ordered one. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I couldn't. I've always wanted one of these fat sandwiches, and I would always watch.
You didn't
television.
Know about them. How did
I
you always want them?
I knew about them, but I always thought they were in different parts of the country. I never knew that they were in my own backyard. And as soon as I heard, I says, I got to get one of these.
Yeah.
So I drove to New Brunswick, New Jersey. It was bitter cold night.
Yeah.
And I went to the grease truck and I ordered myself a fat Romano and a fat Darryl.
Now, Fat Darryl was in. Now, the guy that invented the Fat Darryl will make no fucking hesitation in telling you that he came up with it, because he copyrighted a fucking sandwich recipe, and he's been parading that around various cooking shows and fucking news things. And I think it's like fatdarryl.com or whatever. This fucking guy's an asshole.
Why? You only call him an asshole because he didn't accept an invitation on your program.
I did try. You know how fucking hard up you are for guests when you're trying to get the guy behind the Fat Darryl on your show.
This guy has trademarked the sandwich,
and he refuses.
And his all this is
what is on a Fat Darryl? I've
this
never
is what
ordered
it is. It's pretty much a chicken parmesan sandwich, but a poor man's version.
Yeah,
because it's got chicken fingers.
Yes.
Which is the same as chicken and chicken parmesan.
Sure.
Mozzarella sticks with coating, which is like the coating on the chicken and the mozzarella, and marinara sauce. It's the same fucking thing.
Yeah, it is. It's the it's a ghetto chicken parm sandwich. Way to go, Fat Darryl! You're a fucking genius.
He's also been a guest star on that Southern Cooking lady, Paula Deen, I believe her name is.
I can't fucking stand Paula Deen. There's no one I hate more on this fucking planet than Paula Deen. I'm gonna take my food, y'all! Shut the fuck up. Do you actually watch her? Have you ever seen any of her shit?
Maybe one or two episodes.
So
I saw an
fucking
episode
irritating.
Where she was cooking a burger with a fried egg on top, and I tried it afterwards.
You just watch cable shows and eat what they eat. Isn't that right?
Pretty much.
So the guy on Man vs. Food goes to the grease trucks. What was his intention there? Just to try it out, or
what happens is if you eat 5 of their fat sandwiches within 45 minutes, you can get a sandwich named after you.
Can you do me a favor, Frank, and do everyone listening to you a favor and never say sandwich again, please? Unless you're referring to a very, very fine band, you should not say sandwich. So you're saying if you eat 5 of these fat sandwiches...
5 to 45 minutes. So
in 45 minutes, you eat 5 of them, you get one named after you?
One named after you, correct.
So all Fat Darryl did was eat a lot quickly. And he said, okay, call this Fat Darryl. Way to go. You're a fucking pioneer, you fucking arrogant bastard.
I don't think he actually had to partake in that, because I think he's pretty much just created the sandwich before they even had that contest.
I've been there. And, you know, every grease truck has just a collage of uninteresting people that are way too excited to be huddled around a fucking disabled trailer that is serving them shit sandwiches.
Right.
And fucking $4 Gatorades. Worst. You want a pack of Bubblicious gum, it's $3. You want a fucking Gatorade, $4. You want a fucking right. sandwich with mozzarella sticks, fries, eggs, lettuce, tomato on bread, $2. Like, you know, get your fucking prices lined up. So did he do this? Did he succeed and get a sandwich named after him?
He did not. He only got to 4.5.
That's got to suck. I mean, you're a guy that is going around the globe challenging yourself with how much food you can eat, the type of food you can eat, and you can't finish it. You get so close and you don't have a fucking sandwich named after you.
It sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Do you think you, how far do you think you can get in that? 45 minutes. You've had at least two of these so far. How far do you think you could get?
Well, you know what? Who I think can do it is, I don't know if you're familiar with a gentleman called Paphomunaki.
I am. I am familiar with Pat Funaki.
And if he did it, his sandwich would be named Fat Pat.
I think he would come up with something better than that. Don't you?
Well, it's named after the person who does it.
You can call whatever you want, Frank. They have sandwiches called Fat Bitch, which everybody liked to order just to hear the Middle Eastern man say bitch. Fat Bitch! I need the one to Fat the Bitch!
Is that what... I thought they were saying beach. Fat
no,
beach.
There's, I need the one Fat the Bitch. I need the one Fat the Bitch for my dog. Everybody's their fucking dog over there. They haven't cottoned on to the fact that calling someone your dog is no longer cool 9 years after DMX made it not cool. Fucking just the worst. I don't know. I mean, I could probably do two of those in 45 minutes, and then I would fucking want to die.
I'll tell you what I can do in 45 minutes is eat a whole pizza.
Have you actually timed this out? I think we've discussed this, right?
Yeah.
You think you could eat an entire pizza in 45 minutes?
No doubt about it.
Hey, Frank, do you remember making this exact bet at least 3 times before on the show? And
no.
Never following through, never ordering a pizza during the show, and eating the entire thing during the course
I
of the show?
I think it would be fun to do that when we're at the same place at the same
no,
time.
No, I think it would be more funny if you did it by your lonesome in your small office where you conduct business and escape your family. I think you should just fucking greedily eat a pizza over the course of doing your fucking 2-hour internet radio show. So you work there all day and then you do a fucking fake radio show, and to boot, you're gonna stuff a goddamn pizza down your throat. That's the ultimate in selfishness. I think you should do it by yourself. But it's never gonna happen, Frank. I don't know. I mean, I remember going to the grease trucks a lot, but I kind of stopped. I was starting to get approached by, like, homeless people. Like, obviously, they're serving
and you're
food.
You're a sucker for homeless people.
I'm not. I'm sympathetic to an extent. If they have a good story or if they look like they're not going to murder me or cause me harm, you know? I mean, you know what it's like to be approached, right? I mean, you were approached by a very, very nice and friendly homeless man who told you not to stress. How did he say it again?
Well, I was in Paterson, New Jersey, and a gentleman he asked me for a dollar, and being the frightened human being that I am, I willingly got the wallet out of my back pocket and pulled out. I started pulling out the money, the dollar, but I didn't want this guy to touch me, so I was trying to get the dollar to give to this guy, but I didn't want him to touch me, so I was folding it, and so I could just tip to one end and to the other end. I said, I'll give you the dollar, but don't touch me. Do not touch me at all. And then he said, okay, don't stress.
Yeah, I mean, we went, don't stress. The guy's like, yeah, no, it's fine. Don't stress. I'm not going to touch him. I'll just take your money. So the guy asks for a dollar, and you cave by taking out your entire wallet, which holds your identity, credit cards, you're fucking you're all the money, not just $1, and your biggest concern is not having a fingerprint put on you by this potentially grimy man. I don't know.
Right.
So I'm ordering a grease truck sandwich, and I'm eating it and enjoying it. And a guy comes up to me with a bike. Now, typically, you don't think that a guy with a bike is going to be homeless. You just think you think guy holding a cup, guy with a sign, guy sitting down on a sidewalk. You're fucking disgusting, Frank. But The guy tells me some shit about how he needs change to call his sister in Texas. So now I know this guy's homeless and just needs money. So I just want him to go away. I take whatever change I had in my hand from bills and all, and I say, here, take this. And the guy looks at me and he goes, that's $10. And I didn't realize it, and I'm not going to ask for it back. I'm like, oh, no, you keep it. He's like, well, goddamn. I'm like, go buy a sandwich, though. Make sure you buy some food, though. Okay? And I saw him buying food. And then as I'm waiting for my bus, the buses take a while, depending on which one it was. He comes up to me. He's like, hey, thank you for that sandwich. That was good. Now, do you know a place where I could sleep at? I was frightened. I just got on the next bus. I didn't know where it was going. I just, it's my bus. That's my bus. I got on, and the bus took me to the wrong place.
Well, I remember I was with you, I believe it was at somewhere in Penn Station in Nueva York, and this guy gave you a story, and I knew this guy was bullshit, and he gave you a sad story, and you just fell for it hook, line, and sunker, and you just gave him the money.
Hook, line, and sunker. No, I didn't fall for it. I gave the guy money just to get rid of him, and you know, sometimes it makes you feel a little bit better to give money to people.
But does it make you feel better that he asked the guy right after you for more money?
Nah, it doesn't matter. That's what he does. That's just his thing. He needs as much money as possible. There's a restaurant called Payway, which is an express version of P.F. Chang's. Amanda and I were eating outside.
Now, who's Amanda?
Amanda's my girlfriend.
I got you that time.
You did get me. You got me, and
Twice, two weeks in a row, fuckface.
I admit it. Oh, I'm sorry. There's a link going around, which I definitely want to talk about. Barb, you can plug that in there. I allowed links in the HeroesTalk.com chat room. So we're out there, and we're the only ones sitting at the tables outside. And all of a sudden, a guy starts coming over to us. He's like, listen, I don't want to trouble you. I don't mean any harm. But, I was over there in the park, pointing, like, vaguely by the trees. And I'm running, and I'm wearing these sweatpants, and my wallet falls out of my pants. I lose my license. I lose my money. I lose all my plastic. Now, I need to get back to Philadelphia. I'm a chef. Look at my burned thumb. And like I'm astounded. I'm like, okay, reaching. I don't have any money. Like, Amanda, give this guy a dollar. She looks at me fucking insane, and I go, just give him a dollar. And she gives him a dollar, and he's like, well, thank you very much. Okay, and he was on his way. I don't want to get a rusty knife shoved into me. You know, I just pay the toll. Sometimes is what I think. Pay the toll. I don't have a weapon on me. I have to start carrying a weapon, I think, Frank. I think that's what it is.
What? Wait, for a while you were had this kick with a Swiss Army knife you were carrying around for a while.
I was, and you know what? I realized I'm not going to do anything with that. What am I going to do? Fucking trim a toenail? Eat some soup? Open a wine bottle? Hold on, assailant! Is that a Merlot? Is it an odd or even year? Here's a corkscrew. Let me help you with that. It's not going to work out well. I need like a fucking... A butterfly knife, and I'm clicking on this link right now, and it might help me to get this present that was given to Barb. Now, Frank, you didn't tell me that your kids have gotten into the habit of giving gifts to people. They've given Barb a Christmas gift.
I wasn't even aware that anything was even being given.
Well, I clicked on this link. It's available on babs.tumblr.com. That's babs.tumblr.com. It's Barb modeling a very lovely shower cap. a fucking green shower cap. Can you talk to your kids and let them know like what gifts are? Can you let them know what gifts really are? What is this shower cap? I don't know. Is this like an inside joke thing? Is there some do you know anything about this?
No, I don't know anything about it.
There's just a picture of Barb wearing a green shower cap looking thing. I don't know.
I don't think it's a shower cap.
What is it?
I think it's to put your hair out of your face, isn't it?
Oh, I guess. I don't know. It looks like a shower. It looks like the thing that Bizarre wears from D12. I don't know. White Ass Brent says, it's a Snuggie for your head. I don't know. Goatweed says it looks like terry cloth. So yeah, maybe it's not for the shower. Steve the LARPer says, and I don't even know how he knows this, it's a spa cap. Steve the Leopard, that's fuck. You should not know what the fuck a spa cap is. But anyway, Frank, they buy gifts for people and you don't. So maybe there's hope for your kids. Oh, Barb says, it's to keep your hair out of your eyes and face when you wash it. How do you wash it when it's covered up? I don't understand. Oh, when you wash your face. Never mind. I'm sorry. I'm an idiot.
Adoy!
What? Did you say adoy?
I said adoy.
You fucking idiot. Wow, Frank. Just wow.
You know what you are?
What am I?
I don't know. I'm just kidding around. Yeah.
You know what you are? You're a complete failure when it comes to Wii Sports Resort. When it comes to Wii Sports Resort, Frank, I fucking have destroyed
you. Who kicked your ass in the free basketball
throws? Hold on, Frank. When you picked the event, you picked table tennis. Did you win any games?
I won, I think, 2.
Out of 40.
No!
You were so embarrassed. You lost like 3 games in a row, scoring 0 points. You are so bad at fucking Wii table tennis, it's not even funny.
I'm not a video game player. See, you grew up your whole life being a video game player. I'm not.
But the thing is, I've never played this, Frank. And I've never played
it. You've played it before. You have it.
Yeah, I played it at your house, where you have it all the time. The thing is, and then after that, he goes, okay, fine, we'll play basketball. And he picks the pickup game one, where it's like your 3-man team versus his 3-man team. I destroy you in that.
How many slam dunks you get, my friend? I'll tell you.
I don't know.
Zippo.
I don't know.
Zero.
Probably the same number of wins you had, Frank.
I got slam dunks over you.
Congratulations, Frank. The only Wii Sports events that you're good at are the 3-point toss and the fucking dog frisbee. You're a goddamn athlete. You're really good at dog frisbee. I destroyed you, and I did it in front of your kids. Your kids were rooting against you, Frank.
No, they weren't.
Yes, they were. And you yelled at them and made them go to bed.
I don't recall that.
You did. You said, go to bed! Go to bed! And they go up and go to bed, and I look over, and I go to you, I say, I'm going to kick your fucking ass. And you go, hey, my kid's in the next room! Watch you lying, my kids are in the next room! I beat you that game, and you hear a deafening scream of, fuck! So loud, to the point that your kids that are upstairs, supposedly sleeping, go, Daddy, stop it! They scream from the second floor. Why is it that you tell me to shut up when I whisper?
Well,
I said, kick your fucking ass. And you go, oh my God, how am I going to do that? And then you swear so readily.
Yeah, because Luke is on the second floor, and I guess he heard it.
No, he didn't. He heard you say it. He didn't hear me. Your oldest kid was in the next room when I said, I'll kick your fucking ass, and you chastised me. Why is it that you don't want them to hear me swear? I don't understand.
Well, I don't want them to lose respect. You know what I'm saying?
You think they value me as a person, and you don't want them to see me as some kind of a potty
I don't
mouth.
Want them to see you as a truck driver. You know what I'm saying?
But don't you care how they see you?
It's too late for me.
It's a lost cause, really, isn't
it? It's no hope.
It's just over. So I annihilated you in Wii Sports. I did. You have to admit that I killed you in that game.
No. You annihilated me in some of the games, and I annihilate you in some of the other games.
Yeah. Well, I beat you in the ones that you wanted to play.
Whatever.
So, we go... The original idea was to go and make a video of Frank eating... What was that?
I had to inhale.
Tissues. So, we were going to make a video of Frank eating, ordering, and enjoying... a grease truck sandwich.
But it was freezing that night.
It was too cold. He didn't want to go out there and do it. So we're bullshitting around in his office. And all of a sudden, I guess we looked at something on his computer. We were talking to Ed for a little while. Frank just kicks back and puts his feet on the table.
In my sneakers.
That's right. Now, if you don't know Frank is a germaphobe and has special shoes for the house. He calls them his house sneakers. They never go outside. They're like slippers, basically. He just wears them in the house. And let me tell you, when he fucking kicked his feet up, and they're about 5 feet away from me, but the stench that came off these fucking feet, Frank, it was insulting.
I like to equivalent it to cooked broccoli.
You would do what to it?
It smells like cooked broccoli.
You said equivalent.
Equivalent.
Yeah. You better watch out. Ken Moorhead will steal that one, too.
You know, after this, I like to say something about Ken Moorhead, but we'll get back to that.
Sure. So you put your feet up, and the smell wafts up. Now, you had casually mentioned that your feet smell like broccoli, that you smell them, and all that. But, Frank, your feet were encased in a shoe that looked pretty new. I think you said they were only 2 weeks old, your shoe. And the worst smell ever coming from it. And so you proceed to take the shoe off and wear it like a fucking SARS mask, sniffing and inhaling. You're obsessed with just foul stenches.
Well, yeah. I also took my entire sneaker and put it over Sophie's head. And she was walking around the house with a sneaker on her head.
Maybe that's why her face is brown. You put her whole head in the shoe.
I put the whole head in the sneaker.
That you need a video of that, because I was treated to you demanding that Donna takes a smell of the shoe, because she came down here and I complained about your foot smell, and she goes, oh, it's bad, and you go, Donna, take a smell, just take a smell, and then as she's like taking a smell and wincing and reeling back, you go, don't it smell like broccolis?
Don't it smell like
broccolis?
What you said, it smelled like something in a crock pot.
Yeah, you know what it smells like? It does have a broccoli smell, but it has to be, like, slow-cooked and, like, left out for a while. It's basically, like, a mixture of dark green leafy vegetables, like Brussels sprouts, asparagus, broccoli. Put it in a crock pot. I can't really describe it. But it was just the worst thing that I've ever fucking smelled in my entire life.
And then you made me smell your disgusting, rancid thing.
Yeah. In exchange for having to bear witness to your foot odor, I made you smell my shoe. I made you smell my shoe. I'm trying to like think of how you could. You say broccoli, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it would have to be steamed broccoli, because there is a definite odor that comes off of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I would think that I would agree with you if the water used to steam the broccoli was squirted out of the asshole of someone with scurvy. It was that fucking terrible. It had to be just sour and moldy and just rotten. Just fucking rotten. So I as retaliation, I took my brown New Balance, which, by the way, you made me Lysol the bottom. You made me Lysol the bottom of these.
Because you've been with these sneakers in the city and all different places. So I took Lysol and I sprayed the bottom.
I had these shoes in pretty much every city that I've been to. New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, Las Vegas, Dallas, a couple Florida cities. I don't even remember. I've had them for like 6 years. You sniffed, you go, I sense a mild odor. 6 years I've had these shoes. You had your fucking shoes for 2 weeks. How do they get so fucking disgusting?
I guess because I'm always in them. I never air my feet out.
I mean, you're in them 24 hours a day. You sleep with them. It's fucking disgusting. Just rotten. Well, you know, you are obsessed with disgusting things. I want to let you know. The smells,
as are you.
I am. I have to say, the smells that I can produce, they kind of infatuate me a little bit. But you kind of brought up something that we've been obsessed with recently. And it's a disorder called hypertrichosis. Are you familiar with that? Obviously you are, because
because I'm the one who told you about it.
Yeah, you didn't tell me about hypertrichosis. You said, look at this furry boy.
Yes.
And I looked into it a little bit. And when you look at this on Wikipedia, it shows you an example of someone who had it. It's basically a disorder that causes like hair to grow in places that it shouldn't be growing, like in your face.
Like on your forehead.
In your forehead, yeah. And basically, they call the people that have this like wolf man boy or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Wolf boy.
Yeah, wolf boy. And now, there was an article that I guess you brought to my attention where this kid is begging to have the hair removed from his face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just ruining his life. What's his name? His name is Pruthariv Rajav Petal. I don't know how to say it. But he's also known as Werewolf Boy. The problem with this kid is that he's being bullied. Because he's got this hair on his face. And I'm wondering, like, bullies nowadays really have to have a fucking set of balls. You know where I'm coming from here? You bully a kid that's weaker than you. You bully someone who's different. But you don't bully someone that looks like a fucking monster. Right? I mean, Frank, would you ever in your wildest dreams picture somebody that looks like a fucking half man, half wolf being bullied?
No, you can't do that. That's just wrong.
And it's so terrible. This poor fucking kid. He's got just hair all over his fucking face. He looks like my dog, actually. He really looks like my dog. I'm looking at the picture of him. I'll post it in the Pal Talk chat room, but just look for Werewolf Boy. He's got a nice fuzzy brown face and like graying hair. And I mean, I think you should just have fun with it. I mean, you just at some point you're just gonna grow up and start shaving every day. Just start shaving the entire face. You were dealt a shitty hand, like Frank's entire family was when they found that they were related to him. So you should just learn that you have to buy a few extra razors and shave the rest of your face. You have an advantage as being Werewolf Boy. What you can do is you can create various facial hair styles. Like if, for example, he's 10 years old, 11 years old, I would give myself an Abe Lincoln beard and be the first kid to have a fucking stunning historic beard on my face.
Now, when did you start to get hair on your face?
I got it pretty late. I was like maybe 16 or 17 when I started getting serious.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I had the mustache.
You were a late bloomer?
I don't think that's all that uncommon. I mean, I didn't have...
I had a little mustache when I was in fourth grade, my friend.
Frank, you might have hypertrichosis. You really might. You might be Werewolf Boy. But the problem... Just the worst. See, you had the little Spanish mustache, as they call it, in fourth grade. Seriously?
Yeah, I had a little mustache.
Ken Moorhead saying gluing pubes to your face does not count.
I got a little business with Ken Moorhead. If I can interject for a second, okay?
Excuse me. What?
If I could interject, Ken Moorhead. First of all, Ken Moorhead last week did Benedictine Week. On KenMoorhead.com.
KenMoorhead.
Right. And how dare you, Mr. Moorhead, not have a Friday episode? How dare you?
Oh.
He only did four shows that week.
It's true.
How dare you? Okay? I don't appreciate it, and I won't stand for it anymore.
I gotta
you're gonna promote Benedictine Week, and you be on it for at least 5 days, my friend.
You know what?
Five days.
Frank, how many Shark Weeks have you ever seen where took off Friday? Zero! That's how goddamn many. Get your act together, Moorhead!
And to deal with it, let me tell you about Ken Moorhead, all right, real quickly.
What?
I really enjoy his program. The thing about Ken Moorhead, though, on his program, he's very soft-spoken. He's very...
Level-headed.
They call it,
you know what they call it? Even-keeled.
Right. He's PG-rated.
Yes.
You know, I don't even think he says damn or anything.
No.
But his Twitter posts are vile. They're vile.
Vile? What do you mean vile?
He curses like a fucking Chucks driver, for Christ's sake.
Does he? I don't think I've ever noticed the Twitter curse from Ken Moorhead.
Oh, I have.
I mean, I know that he's you know, posted the usual comments that people like to write about other drivers and stuff. I mean, he's entitled to that. Why are you criticizing the guy?
I'm not, because it's like he has two personas. He has the persona on his show, which is, you know, PG, and then he has the other Ken Moorhead, which is, you know, a vulgar, a vile...
Give me an example of vulgarity that you've read on Ken Moorhead's Twitter.
Oh, you put me on the spot.
Just give me some kind of an example, a topic that he wrote about. Other drivers or something like that?
So he was
upset at another driver on the road?
Perhaps, yes.
Yeah, way to live that Jekyll and Hyde lifestyle, Moorhead! 1 minute you're happy talking about Benedictine, the other minute you're just fucking sullying the name of drivers all over the road.
And
Keep it together, buddy, or it's curtains!
What I like about Mr. Moorhead, and listen, I'm sorry for going on and on about this.
Continue.
But on his program, he'll make a drink, and it's in real time. So if he's disappointed with the drink, he's just disappointed in himself, for Christ's sake. He's in depression. It's almost like he's in a fetal position, for crying out loud. He just gets sick. He sits there miserable.
Yeah, you know what? It's interesting. He'll spend like the episodes are 15 minutes, and he'll talk about the various ingredients. He'll talk about their merits, maybe drawbacks. He'll actually mix the drink, and when he takes that sip and he's not a big fan of the drink, it's like, well, I've done all of this for naught. And he's like, really, he's really genuinely upset. And he looks like he almost feels like he's wasted his time. But he, you know what? We learn a little bit that maybe some of the shit that he's trying out maybe isn't something you should try. So it's something good. And, you know, you take the good and the bad, Frank. You take them both in there. You have the facts of life.
That was so hacky. Come on, dude. I saw you going from there from 3 miles around the corner.
From three where?
Miles around the corner.
Yeah. 3 miles around the corner, you were able to see it.
Wait, right.
You can't even get up the stairs to shit in fucking 6 minutes, but now you have fucking sight that works with bended light that you can see around a 90-degree corner for miles. You fucking douche. Ken Moorhead's checking, and he says, the thing I hate most is when I make a drink that I know other people might like, but just isn't for me. See, on his show, yeah, he's very friendly. He cares about other people's concerns. On Twitter, fuck the world. That's what it is. So, Frank, hypertrichosis. You know, I'm looking at the back. Let's go back to that for a second. I know that you want to rant and rave about Ken Moorhead. KenMoorhead.com. I understand that. But we're talking about a hairy Indian boy right now.
I have this I don't know if it's a fetish, if you will.
What?
Excuse me?
You have a fetish for this?
I have a fetish. I like to see people who are like full of hair or something, just have them completely shaven. For example, I was watching a news at one time, and they had this sheep that hadn't been sheared in like 10 years, and it was fucking huge, and I just enjoyed watching it just be sheared to the point where it couldn't even stand up once it was sheared because it wasn't used to its body weight and it was toppling over.
Jesus, I would like to see that, but I don't have a fetish for it.
I wouldn't say a fetish, but
you did say fetish.
I also liked one time I was watching, you know, those animal rescue shows. They had this one dog that they rescued, and the hair was matted with feces.
Oh, and yeah.
And everything. I just enjoyed when they shaved it. It came off of one big fucking clump.
Yeah, and when you saw it, you were wondering how it would look on your bald head. You fucking asshole. God, Hato's talk is so right about that fake laugh. But yeah, I enjoy that. I enjoy the animal rescues when they have a fucking horse halfway in a frozen lake that they have to drag out. They can't pick him up gracefully. They drag him out by his front legs. The best. Now, Frank, let's talk again about hypertrichosis. Back on topic, okay? The hairy disease. Do you realize that this is something that we've always seen? We've always seen these freaks with the hairy faces and all that. Did you realize that forms of this disorder could be acquired? If you don't have it, Frank, you can get it. Are you aware of this?
I was not aware of that.
And are you aware of minoxidil, Frank? Are you aware of this?
I am aware of it, and I've...
Have you ever used it?
Yes.
So you've had minoxidil in your possession?
I used it for about a week, but it gave me a headache.
Did you ever spill it all over your back and chest and arms? Because minoxidil is a medication for preventing hair loss, but it's thought to trigger acquired, localized hypertrichosis. So basically, wherever you put it, there's potential that you could acquire this hypertrichosis and start growing hair there. So I'm guessing that maybe you dumped it all over your bed and went to sleep.
No, I didn't.
Everywhere but your fucking
hair.
No, I didn't. Very sensitive about that. Excuse me. So, as we were talking about this and looking at the pictures of the werewolf boy, I noticed that, Frank, you had begun just linking me to various pictures.
Right.
And you got to a point where you were sending me nothing but pictures of hairy tits.
I think you should backtrack there. I put in the thing hairy people, and eventually hairy women's breasts came up.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, there's people that have just nothing but hair on their face. You could see their teeth, and that's it. And that's all good. And then it escalates, and then I'm looking at a pair of tits with just fur on them. It's fucking... That might be the most disturbing thing I've ever seen on the internet. I can't take looking at furry tits. I just fucking can't. But you love this stuff.
I don't love it. I was. We were just.
You said you had a fetish for it.
Once. I like when they. You have somebody who's real hairy and they're shaved off and they look like a whole new person.
Oh my God, Frank. I don't know.
Anyway.
Yeah, any goddamn way. Mr. Udall. Mr. Udall!
Goddamn pansy ass stool pusher! Yes!
Maybe this can wait. I found Verdell, Mr. Udall.
Well, that's a load off!
Did you do something to him?
Do you realize that I work at home?
No, and I didn't.
Do you like to be interrupted when you're dancing around in your little garden?
No, actually, I even shut the phone off and put a little piece of cardboard in the ringer so, you know, no one can buzz.
Well, I work all the time! Ooh. So never, never again interrupt me, okay? I mean, never. Not 30 years from now, not if there's a fire. Not even if you hear a thud from inside my home, and a week later there's a smell from in there that can only come from a decaying body, and you have to hold a hanky against your face because the stench is so thick you think you're gonna faint. Even then, don't come knocking. Or if it's election night and you're excited and want to celebrate because some fudge packer you dated has been elected the first queer president of the United States and he's going to put you in Camp David and you just want to share the moment with someone, don't knock. Not on this door. Not for anything. Got me, sweetheart?
Yeah, but did you do anything to my dog or not?
Okay, then.
Frank, end scene. You missed like six lines. You jumped.
I couldn't get it up quick enough, you fucker.
You jumped way down.
I couldn't get it up quick enough.
You jumped way the fuck down the goddamn thing.
I couldn't get it up. I was trying to get it up. I couldn't get it up.
I know.
I couldn't get it up quick enough.
Frank, it happens to the best of us, but I mean, you know, at your age, it's to be expected.
Well, you went too fast, and I couldn't pull it up that quick.
Well, I mean, I wasn't trying to have you pull it up that quick, but
you
I mean,
did it right. You did it without me knowing, and you got to give me more time if you want me to get it up.
I don't want you to, but I mean, has this ever happened with you and Donna?
No.
You know, you are the worst.
Sometimes, if I'm tired, I guess.
Now it's gone from double entendre to just reality. The absolute worst. Frank, let's
that's a clip from this what's we call a reenactment from a movie that we did.
Yeah, we basically use these things as a transition, and it's one of our new things that we've been doing in 2009. Now, Frank, I'd like to go over some of the things that we've done, some of our favorite moments in 2009 on the DJ New Style show.
Just like that.
Just like that. What's that?
Go ahead.
What do you mean, just like that?
I'm getting ready for the bit.
Absolutely. So, I mean, it's the end of the year. I wanted to go over some of the highlights. Do you remember the creation of a certain revolutionary blog, never been done before, a new genre of blogging called shit blogging? Do you remember that, Frank?
I remember it. I've seen it. I know it.
It was an attempt to make a blog of all my shits for this year, and it lasted for 3 months, and I've brought it back just out of respect for the project, duties.tumblr.com. That was born this year from the DJ New Style Show. One of my favorite things, a highlight in my life, the fact that I've created something that people genuinely didn't want to look at and disgusted Frank. But Frank... it did spawn a brand new game show that we did this year. We did it once. The name of the show, Frank, I believe you'll remember it when I say it. What Did Ken Eat? Do you remember playing What Did Ken Eat?
I remember playing it once, and I will never play it again.
That is a one-and-done type bit, basically, where I make you analyze pictures of my shit and make your best guess.
I lost a little respect for you that night.
You did, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You didn't have much to begin with, so...
No. I'm looking at your fucking sea snake shits. Just vile.
You're looking at them now. I didn't ask you to.
I'm not looking at them now.
We're not playing them right now. Not playing them right now. Another favorite moment of mine from 2009, Frank, was Donna calling in a lot more to talk about how inept her husband is. I have to say, some of the best laughs I've ever had are from just hearing her point out to everybody who listens just how fucking terrible you are at chores, throwing laundry baskets down the stairs, throwing a sandwich at her fucking head or something. What is it that you threw at her?
It didn't hit her. I threw it, but I purposely...
But you threw it at her.
No. I purposely missed her. I missed her on purpose. I knew I wouldn't hit her on purpose.
But what was it? What was the
I believe it was an end table.
You threw an end table?
I don't fucking remember.
You told me it was like a buttered roll. Now yes, it's a fucking yeah, piece of
something
furniture?
Like that, something like that. No, it was a buttered roll. Something like that. I don't remember.
Yeah. I mean, that to me was some of my favorite stuff. Hearing Donna actually interact with a show that she had claimed to listen to and now I think she doesn't miss one, I don't think. I think she actually wants to hear what her husband is doing down in the lab, so to speak. Frank, do you have any that you want to talk about right now?
I there was one I reminisced about with my poor dog Coco. God rest his soul. He had passed away,
yes.
And I realized that when dogs passed away, they're simply just placed in a hefty bag and tied at the end of a SPCA truck.
Yeah. Yeah, just the visual you painted when you said this for the first time was one that killed me. Your dog. Just a lump in a garbage bag swaying because it was hung up to the back of the truck. Your dog dies and they threw it out just like fucking... unused meat, the worst. Another one, Frank, a very awkward meal that we shared, which was deemed a strawberry experience by
right.
Veal Chop.
This is when we went on I think it was a lunch date or a dinner date.
No, we didn't go on any dates. Do you understand that?
Oh, excuse
we
me.
We went out to fucking have a meal and
oh,
talk
okay.
about shit. We didn't go on a fucking date.
Oh, I apologize.
No matter what you want to happen in your head, it's
and
not a date.
And you had ordered cheesecake.
Yes.
And I said, you know what? That sounds good. I'm going to get some too. So we were eating cheesecake across from each other.
No, you didn't. You didn't say anything. I said, I'm going to have cheesecake with strawberries. And you said it was so gay. You said that was gay. The waitress comes over and you said, I'll have the same. And you sat there across from me looking at my cake, looking at yours, and then looking at me. You don't get the same dessert. You don't get the same anything.
Well, how come when a little bit of preserves was on my lip, you took it off with your finger?
I didn't do any of that. I didn't fucking do any of that. If I was going to touch you, it was with knuckles. Fucking ass. And obviously, a huge moment this year was when I became a dog owner. That was prevalent in the show this year. Teddy, my dog. Frank doesn't like hearing about the dog. He thinks it's not anything that I should brag about or be fond of or anything. But I really like my dog, Frank. That's all I'm going to say.
And you've admitted that you've told your dog that you loved it.
I admitted that this year, yes.
You told me this while you were on your back and he was on your chest.
I didn't fucking say... No, I did not. I did not have a fucking sunset... romantic moment with my goddamn
I've
dog.
I've never told my dogs I love them, ever.
Yeah, you just put smelly, disgusting
because
shoes
I'm
on their
man.
Face. And you laugh at them. You smash their face into fucking food. You abuse those dogs. You know that you abuse your dogs? You understand that? You don't love those dogs. Because you fucking abuse them.
I would say the most anticlimactic...
Anti-what?
Anticlimactic. For the last year, the most anticlimactic episode, if you will, was when we found out that Ed McGrath was HIV negative.
That is true. Ed's at-home HIV test, that was a very anticlimactic
moment. We all were rooting for positive. I told him to think positive, and he was negative.
Yeah, if you wanted to call in to point anything out, 316-768-4472. We're going over some of our personal favorite moments of 2009. We're not going to be live next week, so I'm going to piece together a montage, a collection of all these moments, and we'll run that in place of a live episode. Another one that I really didn't enjoy the moment, so much as I enjoyed going back and listening to how fucking terrible it was when I described being dilated at the eye doctor and being hit on by a gay man who saw that I couldn't see and decided to make chit-chat about American Idol winners and offered to give me a ride home because I was unable to see and I had to drive. That was a very, very frightening moment in my life. And it was fun to hear, not to live.
We're going down memory lane in the DJ New Style program.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Frank, you realize that you have listed some of these, right? You went you went right for the fucking the sucker punch with Ed.
Right.
Yes. Another moment that I wanted to put into next week's montage was when you took your son to the doctor. Do you remember what happened, Frank?
Well, I had a this is the first time I took any of my kids to the doctor, and yes. He had to take urine, and so I had to help him pee into a cup, and there was problems and stuff like that, and turnstiles and things.
Turnstiles, problems, and things. Vivid, if I had to describe that in a word. I remember a show where I made the mistake of letting my dog stay in the room while doing the show, and he barked and barked and barked.
Oh, God, that was fucking awful.
That was a nightmare. I've never been more furious in my entire life than that fucking moment. I wanted to put the dog down. I really did. I wanted to fucking inject him with chemicals. As my fucking microphone just falls apart. Another favorite moment from this year, Frank, was you taking the initiative to create on the show. You decided that you wanted to do something brand new that you've never done before and prank call some people. Do you remember?
I do remember that, and I enjoyed it very much. We called some sleazy motels.
Yes.
In on Route 9 or 1, I believe.
Yeah. And you you asked them all for discounts.
Yes.
And, yeah. Oh, excuse me. Here's one of them right here. We're going to play one real quick.
Florida Motel, can I help you?
Yeah, I wanted to make a reservation for a room.
What?
A reservation.
Yeah, you not do a reservation. You come in the Florida room.
I need quiet time. I'm studying for a test, and I need the room to be quiet. Do you have quiet rooms?
What rooms?
I need a quiet room. I don't want. I do not. I want to. Do not disturb. I don't want to be disturbed.
Oh, you know the steps. But what room do you like it? The regular bed or?
What kind of rooms you got?
The king. What do you like it? The king size bed or regular?
I like a king size. How much is that?
Overnight, it's $65.
Okay. I need one very far away from you.
Okay. What time are you coming?
Now, let me ask you a question. Can I bring my dog?
No, no. No dog in the hotel. No dog in
because
the hotel.
Because I'm... what about my cat?
No.
What about my goldfish? Can I bring my goldfish?
Listen, you know, bring animals.
No animals?
No.
Oh, okay. Do you have any vending machines there?
No.
Do you have any coffee? Here.
No.
Will you be serving breakfast in the morning?
No.
Oh. Do you have like a bowl of hard candy or something, some breath mints?
No, it's no have this machine.
Oh. Do you have carpeting?
What?
Carpeting.
What you say?
Do you have carpet? Do you have rugs?
No.
Oh. Okay. Could you turn the TV off? I can't hear what you're saying.
It's TV off?
Is there a TV in the room?
Yes.
Oh. Do you take credit card?
Yes, but you have ID, driver license, or passport. I'm taking credit card.
Do you take cash?
Yes.
Am I allowed to bring a woman there?
Yes, because it's room for two people.
Because I think I'm going to make love over there. I could bring two women?
Not two women, one woman.
I could bring one woman?
Listen, it's a lot of questions about it. Where do you like it? You say you have dog. I'm say it's not the dog. You know, bring the dog. This is motel. You say scared. Woman. Room is for two people. Do you like it? You bring woman, man. Forget it. But only one. The room is only for two people.
Two people?
Yes.
Could I at least have some coffee and tea or something?
No, I'm tell for you. No have nothing. No breakfast. No machine for the snacks. That's it. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Don't go there if you want the machine for the snacks. Very, very good, Frank. Frank, did you have a favorite moment from 2009 on the DJ New Style Show?
You know, I've been thinking about that, and I think my favorite moment was, without a doubt, my childhood band.
That was your favorite moment. The fact that you had a band and you revealed it.
Yes.
Well, I mean, that wasn't a bad
moment.
The
hit song Trouble.
We did play that actually on the break.
Right.
Mayonnaise, whatever his name is, was in the chat room, so we figured we'd play that for him when you had to take a dump. But you're saying that that was better than Bonzette and your grandmother with hooves?
Well, let me tell you something. I'm going to be seeing I'm going to actually be in possession. I'm going to be looking for that photograph of my grandmother's feet. I took a picture of my grandmother's feet shortly before she passed away in 1997.
Okay.
To prove, because I want to prove, to show people that this woman actually did have, she had split hooves. And I want to show the people that. And I'm going to be in possession of that photo, and we will post it on the website.
I think it's a little bit just odd that you want to shame your grandmother. By revealing her terrible, terrible feet. Frank, let's go through a couple categories here. We want to decide the best of the best. Some of these categories I've come up with were best new bit, biggest letdown, best sponsor, and best original catchphrases, and best guest. Frank, the nominees for best new bit, Fat or Not. This is where I was able to tell if a woman in an audio clip was right. Fat or not just that by hearing
her. That was a very popular bit.
I want to know. This is where I had to explain something very trivial to you because you're genuinely unaware of most things. Oops, I'm dead. This is where Frank would read off some trivia about a dead celebrity, and we would guess who it was. Obviously, what did Ken eat? Would you keep your dog? Was a one-time throwaway bit where I tried to see if you would ever get rid of your dogs by putting them in various scenarios. Have I ever, which we did last week, and the catchphrases that we read off, that was new this year, and our acting practice reenactment of scenes. Frank, what is the best new bit of 2009?
Wow.
I have my vote.
I would say, personally, I'm enjoying the Have I Ever.
We did it once. It was good. Steve the LARPer may have dragged it down a little bit by not getting any fucking questions right. But I gotta say that was up there. I'm gonna toot my own horn and say Fat or Not, winner of Best Bit 2009. Best New Bit 2009, Fat or Not. Casey agrees. In the Pal Talk room. She just typed, are they fat? But clearly it is called Fat or Not. That is the best new bit 2009. Now, Frank, moving on to the next category. Do you like how I just completely overrode your votes? I said, no, you're an asshole. It's this one.
Yeah, why don't you just give us what you think the favorite one is, and we'll just keep it
and then
that.
You say yours, and I'll say mine.
And we'll yes, and then you say yours is better. Go ahead.
Biggest letdown in 2009 on the DJ New Style Show. I have Frank versus Keith in Scramble.
Mm-hmm.
Ed's at-home HIV test results.
Yes.
Frank reneges on a bet with Bunny Knuckles, refusing to grow hair for 3 days.
Right.
The DJ New Style Show live on Labor Day. That whole broadcast as its own entry. And Frank promising to record himself sticking his hand in a rat trap and never doing it. Frank, I mean, is this one even...
Hands down.
Hands and every other thing down.
Home HIV test results. Total bummer, disappointment.
That had such potential. I mean, honestly, is it really going to have that much potential? Because he's not going to have AIDS. But the idea that someone would test himself and not know the results and read them on a show...
And shame on you, Ed.
Yeah, shame on you for not being diseased and being handed a death sentence by something you bought at Walgreens. Yeah, that was the biggest letdown, I think, of the year. I think we can both agree there. We have people, I think Angry Missy said it before, DEH said it before. A lot of people are saying that that is the biggest letdown of the year. Nominees for best sponsor, obviously the award-winning software, Frank. ICU2, that's ICU2.com. ICU2.com. Frank, it gets you face-to-face from any place. On your Windows PC, just download the free software, try it, it's free. They're the 2009... People's Choice Award winner for internet communication. That's ICU2.com. Wow, that was really terrible. Best sponsor. But the software isn't. Try it out. It's excellent. They're very good. They've helped us out a lot. Thank you. Best original catchphrases. Now, Frank, this is what we do at the end of the show. We like to read our catchphrases. We go through these things. It's kind of like a ritual, wouldn't you agree?
Perhaps. A rite of passage?
Yes. Outside? You're not a friend! It could pack a real punch! It's sticking! And a pretty damn good living at that! It's a fucking snooze! Which one of these original catchphrases is the best?
I think the one that's gotten the most critical acclaim and the most imitations is, without a doubt, outside, outside, outside. As isn't there a t-shirt actually made with that?
No one's purchased it, though, so that doesn't count. I really like that one. As much as I really want It's a Fucking Snooze to catch on, I have to give it to either Outside, Outside, Outside or It Could Pack a Real Punch. Because, I mean, Jeff made that animation.
Now, It Could Pack a Real Punch was something that that happened to me during the Hear Us Talk Labor Day second annual barbecue.
Yes, you delivered a very funny line by saying a Malibu Bay Breeze can pack a real punch. And then you decided to repeat it 17 times.
Right.
While gagging and jostling yourself around and making, like, weird zany eye faces and stuff like that. I think that one really did catch on, but maybe that's because it's recent. So I'm probably gonna go with Outside, Outside, Outside. 2009 award winner for best original catchphrase. That goes to you, Frank. That's your own creation. So I'm just gonna mark the winners here, by the way. My fat or not took it away so fucking hard. Now here we go. This is a year we've had a lot of guests on the show. The nominees for best guest, this is the final category, Frank. We've had Jerry from Mars, who called in and said that he wrote music for Nirvana, said that he started grunge, said that he inspired Pearl Jam, every other fucking thing. He created the world, basically. We had Mr. Sha Cinema! Your wife, Donna. Obviously, mixologist Ken Moorhead. And Stan Duran from the movie City Dragon. Frank, what is your choice for best guest 2009?
As much as I love my wife, I have to go Stan Duran from City Dragon.
Wow. I have to go Stan Duran, City Dragon as well. No disrespect to Mr. Shy City, Ken Moorhead, none of those people, no disrespect. But this was the first time that we were ever offered an opportunity to be anally raped on film in a movie that no one would see. We were given that offer on our show by Mr. Stan Duran, a.k.a. MC Kung Fu. We did not take him up on that, but the offer...
We will take him up on that. We will be going to L.A. and making a motion picture.
Yeah, we'll see. That was almost almost a year ago. Almost. Maybe 8 months, something like that. So that's that. Best guest, Stan Duran, City Dragon. Best guest from the worst movie ever, which I love, and I could watch over and over and over again. Frank, one of the bits that we talked about as being a new bit was Oops, I'm Dead. We did that once with FM Jeff from The What Show. And it was to kind of sum up some of the celebrity deaths that have been piling up this year. And it seems that even since then, we've had a bunch more. Now, Frank, do you have all the papers and everything together? Do you have everything lined up for tonight?
I have everything here.
What? Why is it so noisy? You seem really disorganized.
Well, we got problems.
What's wrong?
Well, you know, we got the people not showing up for their job.
So you're still trying out this whole hiring an intern thing?
Yeah. We last intern. Who was the last intern? Was it Rosalita or?
I can't keep up, quite frankly.
Danielle.
Danielle was the one.
She was the Jersey. Was she for the Jersey girl?
Yeah, she was Jersey. She just, you know, thought it would be a good time to hang out or get college credits. But you know, again, Frank, you can't seem to hold on to them at all.
We had the English lady Isabel, I believe.
Yes. Don't forget Josefina.
Josefina.
Yep.
And
there was someone else.
Yes.
Yeah, Frank, you've had too many at this point.
Yes.
I mean, shouldn't you realize that this isn't something you should pursue? I mean, when are you going to learn that lesson? You're not going to get somebody anymore, you know? I mean, you're unable to. There's going to be a black mark on you.
Well, I've invited them all here.
Whoa!
Tonight.
You have all of them. Are you going to give them a Christmas gift or something? Why are they here?
Because I'm going to weed out the good from the bad.
You're going to have intern survivor or something like that? Is that what it is?
Well, I'm going to see, you know, listen. The fact of the matter is as follows. I need people to collate. I need people to staple my things together and to formulate my tabs. And I'm not going to get this with any Tom, Dick, or Henry.
Or Josefina, Danielle.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And it's Tom, Dick, or Harry, by the way. Oh. Okay, so they're all there with you right now.
Yes, they're all here. Josefina, would you care to say hello?
Who the fuck are these other bitches here?
Okay. Now, that's Josefina.
Josefina.
Nice Hispanic woman.
Nice to meet you with your...
This was my job, yo.
Oh, God. Okay. Also, we have...
fuck you, bitch.
Oh, boy.
Whoa, it's getting heated.
Hailing from Yorkshire, Sheffire, Sheng, England, we have Isabel. Isabel, how are you this evening?
Hello.
Oh, hi, Isabel. How are you?
Hello.
Yes. Isabel, as you know, you were mocking me because I had her doing my laundry,
yes,
and cleaning my house and everything, and she was only doing what she was told. Also, we have who else were our interns? I can't remember at the moment. We have Rosalina, the Isabella.
That was Josefina and Isabella. You said Danielle was there.
Oh, Danielle too. Hailing from Seaside Heights, New Jersey. Danielle, how are you this evening?
Sup?
Okay.
Hey, Danielle, what's good? What's popping? You vibing with Frank?
I got my poof on.
Oh, boy.
Yo, are you vibing with Frank right now? Oh, I can't. She can't fucking.
She wants to know if you're vibing right now. I don't know what that means.
I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think that's about it. There was three of them, right?
Jesus Maria, co tu się dzieje?
Holy shit, who's that?
Who the hell is that? Who are you, intern? What?
Hello, hello, America.
Oh, I remember her.
Mr. New Style DJ.
Yeah.
This was the first intern that
I'm surprised
was
she's
hired.
Able to get back into the country. Frank, you had her deported.
Right. I got her back. I got her green papers.
I have dry clean for you, Mr. Freak.
Yeah.
Yes, she knows who's in charge around here.
Frank.
Frank, she knows that I am a celebrity in my own right.
How did you get her to do your dry cleaning for you when you fucking had her sent back to her home country for making the stuffed peppers too hard?
Well, I had her do it on her way back. I got her. I went to customs and got her. And now I have all four of these individuals here. And hopefully...
Let me sit down, bitch. What the fuck?
Hey.
Josefina, mind your manners. Jesus.
Who are these bitches here? This
Listen.
Is fucked up. I'm from the Bronx, bitch. Don't fucking look at me that way.
Listen.
Jesus.
Listen. I don't like the way you're giving Isabella the dirty eye. I don't appreciate that. She's a very nice woman, right, Isabel?
Where the fuck you from?
Why is it that Josefina gives her the dirty eye, Frank? That's a little bit racist.
I know nothing about that. Hmm. Isabella, are you offended by... Rosalina dissing you in such a fashion.
I've never been around such a rude woman before.
Yes. We got problems here, Ken. There's going to be rumbles in the Bronx tonight because, as you know, this is intern. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Intern. Yes.
This is the intern extravaganza, the intern wars, if you will.
Я не вим сочиняя. Я хочу видеть до дома уж.
We don't understand what that is, lady. We understand is shirty and cleany.
I want to go home. This is not job I wanted.
Yeah.
Excuse me. You will go home when I say you go home. Okay? I'm in charge here.
Frank, how do you wrap it up? What's the end game with all these interns that you have in your tiny office?
They will be playing a round of rock, paper, scissors to see who...
You paid airfare so they could play rock, paper, scissors in your basement?
Yes.
Fascinating.
Now, we have... These are the pros and cons of them.
Okay.
We have the Jersey girl. She's a little too tough for me. I'm afraid she might hurt me.
We were just battling.
And I have a feeling that she will do things her own way.
Yo, I'll take this to Joey's Surf Club right now.
Oh,
do
God.
It. I say you do that. So, okay, Frank. So now what
then
do you
we have
do?
Then we have Josefina. I'm scared of her as well.
I mean, it's safe to say you're scared of all of them, right?
Yes. I'm scared of the Polish lady, but I have a new lady that I'm interning now, named Judy, and she's somebody else who I want to bring on board as well.
Hello, Germ Freak. How are you today?
Oh, wow. Hi, Judy.
Yes.
How are you?
Oh, we're all fine and dandy. I hope that you'll fit in. I bet you didn't think that there'd be so many interns there with you.
Well, this is a little weird, but I think I have the experience.
Okay. Well, I hope
the know-how to do this job diligently.
I hope you do very, very well when you clean up Germ Freak's bloody underpants. I hope you do that very well.
Yes. Anyway, so I have five people I have to deduce, and hopefully, you know, we could come up with a solution here. But Ken, if you need an intern, you come to me. You let me know.
I don't need one, actually.
I ship one over to you.
Because what I usually do on Tuesdays is I speak into a microphone. I don't really need anybody to do anything for me. So it's kind of amazing that you need upwards of four or five people to do that.
Well, as you know...
And how convenient that they're all there right now.
Yes. Well, listen.
Very good.
You know, I made the accommodations, and I brought them in here from their respective countries.
Okay.
And
So rock, paper, scissors. I think
rock, paper, scissors.
That's what it's got to come down to.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Huh?
Oh, my goodness.
Yes?
What the fuck?
Excuse
Frank, how fucking long have you known me?
Excuse me?
What, I can't do this? Who the fuck is this? What am I not
this is
fucking part of your show?
This is Danielle, Isabella, Rossellini, and the Polish chick.
I live here, Frank. We live in New Jersey.
Yes.
And I can come here and help you out anytime. Why couldn't you just ask me this?
This voice sounds very familiar to me.
Yes.
Yeah, hi, Ken. What the fuck is going on?
I don't know.
And who the fuck are these girls?
Frank, basically...
I don't like the way you're speaking to them right now. Please show them some respect.
Barb, Frank has a couple ladies over there to help him out. He feels overwhelmed. He was going to ask you, but quite frankly, he told me that you make stinkies in his house a lot.
Excuse me?
Does Donna know about this?
He said
Does Donna know that there's five girls down here right now? Because I'm going to go fucking tell her right now.
No, there's no need for that. There's no need for
Donna's
that.
Donna's listening. She knows all about this.
Oh. But anyway...
And since you've gone downstairs to the basement, she obviously knows you're there as well.
I so didn't realize
six.
That...
That's six people.
Yes. I didn't realize that this would cause such commotion.
But you got an attitude problem.
See? They're damn right. You tell her, Josefina.
This ain't right.
That's right. See? You go, girl. Listen. Then, anyway, we...
You don't appreciate me.
So we got, you know...
Let's go get cheese balls.
Anyway, Frankie boy is
when does
Dublin.
The accounting start? I thought that was part of this.
Just play rock, paper, scissors for Christ's sakes. It's simple. One winner.
I think...
Get those whores out of your house! Barb can do it all for you!
Listen to me. I think we should just... we'll decide after the show. But I think...
Frank, just tell Barb why you don't want her to do this for you.
Frank, you're not a fucking friend.
Whoa!
You're not a friend. I've known you for how many years now? 3 years?
So,
if you needed help, you could have just asked me. Why? Because you know that I'm not going to fucking cater to your every need?
No, because,
what,
no,
is, what does this bitch get you, coffee?
No,
sometimes
Barb,
she does.
Barb, he basically said that you make too many stinks and let too many farts go. And he doesn't want that in his already smelly office. He wants to be the main stinks.
Whatever. Blame Donna. It's her cooking.
Yes. Oh!
Well, it's not. Technically, it's the Elio's Incorporation.
Anyway, listen. I will rectify this after the program.
Ew.
And hopefully we can come to some determination of the proper intern. And perhaps next year or something we could figure this out.
Barb, I you know what? I'm going to step in.
Yes.
I want Barb to do this for you. If anybody's going to do it, just let Barb do it for you.
You know what?
Because you've had...
Yes.
Frank, dismiss all of them.
Rosalina, get the fuck out of here, you wench.
My name is Josefina.
Whatever, get the hell out of here, you whore. Listen.
I am looking for husband.
Listen, if Polish lady,
is
leave.
Anyone out there who need husband?
Leave, get out.
Migrat Ed, please call.
Danielle, get the fuck out. I don't want you here. Go to Seaside Heights. Also, please, I want to get rid of as...
Whatever, I'm going to Karma.
Okay, and also, Judy, listen, you're good at what you do. But
isn't a fan of Jews. He told me
today. You get nothing. Now get the hell out, everybody. Okay.
Well,
I think I'll keep Barb as the intern.
Okay. Thanks. Now we have a permanent intern. We don't have to be interrupted with people that don't know how to collate. People don't know how to put tabs on folders.
Right.
People that don't know what a pretzel is.
Right.
I mean, how many times are you gonna yell pretzel to a Polish lady who just hands you a fucking tie?
Exactly.
This fucking office is a shithole. Mm. You know that I'm not coming in here.
Barb,
right?
Barb,
I just got rid of all these people. Now you're telling me you're not going to take the job?
Barb, I have 20 PayPal dollars for you to sniff Frank's shoe right now. Hold it over your mouth.
I'll fucking do it. I'll fucking do it right now.
Can you record this, Frank? Do you have a camera real quick? Anybody?
A camera?
Video? Anything? You know what? Fuck it. There's no. Just go ahead and do it.
I got my cam.
Okay. Okay. Do it. I have 20 PayPal dollars.
You're really going to give her 20 PayPal dollars?
I promised you I will give you 20 PayPal dollars.
Okay. I'm going to record her smelling my shoe.
Like a SARS mask.
All right. Okay. Now I'm taking my shoe off, and now she will take it and she will inhale the aroma.
You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Is there a problem? Is there a problem? Is there some sort of problem? Yeah, she's in the bathroom now.
You tell me, did you really get that?
Yes.
Well, looks like we're going to be posting two videos over the course of the Christmas break. Wow. So Frank, you prepared a game.
Yeah, I prepared something. We did this one other time.
Okay.
Just something I threw together. Nothing like spectacular. Don't expect much.
Has Barb recovered? Is she okay?
She's heaving in the bathroom right now.
Okay, so we'll just do this.
Yes.
Do we have anybody that wants to that's going to join in or no?
I have
no
idea.
Be me and you. Okay.
If anybody wants to call,
feel free. I'm going to be playing for now. But if you want to join in, and we're going to play. Oops, I'm dead. With Frank
now,
and
what we have here is
celebrity
have,
dead now, celebrity trivia.
So 2009 was the year of the celebrity death. Are you aware of that?
I am aware of that. By the way, the number is 316-768-4472.
Okay. There were more celebrity deaths per capita than any other year
per
in history.
Capita, yes. Okay. So let's,
what I've
let's...
done is I've compiled some trivia, and the only answers could be dead celebrities.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
You ready?
Yes.
This person appeared in TV commercials for Pizza Hut, Skittles, and Honey Bunches of Oats. Is it Brittany Murphy, Patrick Swayze, Dom DeLuise, or B. Arthur?
Joining us on the show, who's this?
This is Steve the LARPer. Oh, what's going on?
Congratulations. So now, Frank, the choices are, again, please.
This person appeared in TV commercials for Pizza Hut, Skittles, and Honey Bunches of Oats. Is it A, Brittany Murphy, B, Patrick Swayze, C, Dom DeLuise, or D, B, Arthur?
Steve, answer the question.
Dom DeLuise, C.
I go with Brittany Murphy.
Ken, you are correct.
Oh, what? Yes. Thank you very much. That's one for me, and as usual, zero for Steve.
Oh!
Oh, yeah, Frank, go ahead. Next question.
This person changed its religious denomination 3 times in its lifetime.
Madonna.
She's not dead. It's dead celebrities. Cotton onto the fucking idea, please.
As I said, this person has changed religious denominations 3 times. Is it A, Marilyn Chambers, B, Walter Cronkite, D, Michael Jackson, or D, Farrah Fawcett?
Steve the LARPer.
I'm going to go with Michael Jackson.
I'm going to say Farrah Fawcett.
You are both incorrect. It is Walter Cronkite.
Oh.
What? Damn.
What were the denominations?
I don't know.
Okay.
It doesn't
Thank
matter.
Thank you, Alex.
Should we go for the next one or no?
Alex does not illuminate the audience. Thank you very much, Walter Subject. Okay, continue, please.
This dead celebrity was fined $390 due to the act of shoplifting and trespassing. Is it A, Farrah Fawcett, B, David Carradine, C, Ricardo Montalban, or D, B, Arthur?
Ricardo who?
Montalban.
Okay. I'm going to go with Farrah Fawcett.
I'm going to go with David Carradine.
Ken, you are correct.
Oh.
Oh.
That's right. Thank you very much, because you asked that same question last time we played it.
I don't know. It was different. It was a check question.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
even Green Ninja says you did this question before.
No, it was a different question.
Sure. Okay.
And Green Ninja.
It proves how much I listen.
Yes. This dead celebrity put himself through college as a pitch man for vegetable slicers on the Atlantic City boardwalk. Is it A, Ed McMahon, B, Lou Albano, C, Billy Mays, or D, Walter Cronkite?
Billy Mays.
Billy Mays.
You are both incorrect. It is Ed McMahon.
Whoa! What?
Although Billy Mays also worked on the Atlantic City boardwalk, he did not put himself through college as a pitchman for vegetable slices.
You know what? He didn't go to college. That's right.
What the?
That's deceptive. That's deceptive, Frank.
Are you saying it doesn't count?
I'll accept that because
I accept it.
Questions are very good questions.
I accept it. Very, very good. Very good.
Thank you.
Good job, Frank.
Do we want more or no?
Continue.
Yeah. Just keep going.
We got
going,
a couple
man.
More, and
this
we'll
is
close
oops,
the
oops, I'm dead.
While attending college, this dead celebrity was expelled twice, once for cheating on a test and once for paying a classmate to cheat.
I know this.
Is it A, David Carradine, B, John Hughes, C, Natasha Richardson, or D, Ted Kennedy?
Steve the LARPer, go ahead.
A, David Carradine.
I'm going to go with Ted Kennedy.
Ken, you are correct.
Yes! Suck a dick, Steve! Play that sound clip.
Oh.
Yes.
She wasn't in the results. Oh, well.
Yeah, I love how you say you know this, and yeah, your choice isn't even a fucking selection.
That's all right. Keep going.
Okay.
This dead celebrity achieved the rank of a colonel in the U.S. Marines. Is it A, Carl Malden, B, Ed McMahon, C, Ted Kennedy, or D, Walter Cronkite?
Carl Malden.
Walter Cronkite.
Ed McMahon, you're both wrong.
Oh, wow.
I'm using the same sound clip for winning and losing because there's really no merit or punishment to hearing that clip. We're playing Oops, I'm Dead. Frank, this is 2009's Dead Celebrity Trivia.
Just
what's
a couple
the next
more,
last,
and we'll wrap this puppy up. A
couple more, sure.
Okay. This dead celebrity was raised in Edison, New Jersey. Is it A, Lou Albano, B, Brittany Murphy, C, John Hughes, or D, Dom DeLuise?
Steve LaLarper, go ahead.
Go with Dom DeLuise.
Brittany Murphy. This is a deceptive question.
Ken, you are correct.
Yeah! What's up now, Steve the LARPer? What's up now, buddy? Play that
That's
terrible sound nothing. Clip.
Oh.
Yes! That's right. Steve, you haven't gotten one right. Continue with Oops, I'm Dead! 2009 dead celebrity.
How many more questions, Frank?
We have three more questions, and we'll put a cap on the bottle.
Sure.
Oh, we could tie it.
Right. In 2004, this dead celebrity ran for vice president of the United States with the Personal Choice Party. Is it A, Soupy Sales, B, Lou Albano, C, Marilyn Chambers, or D, B, Arthur?
Stephen Harper, go ahead.
What were the possible answers again?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Soupy Sales, Lou Albano, Marilyn Chambers, or B. Arthur?
Marilyn Chambers.
Ken, what's your answer?
I'll go with Soupy Sales.
Stephen Larper, you are correct.
Yay! Nice.
Oh.
Let's come back.
3-1 with two more questions to go.
Two more.
And the potential of a tiebreaker. Go ahead.
This dead celebrity once did a television commercial for Burger King in the 1990s. Is it Ed McMahon, Patrick Swayze, Soupy Sales, or Ricardo Montalban?
I'm going to say it's not Patrick Swayze.
I'm going to go with D, Ricardo Montalban.
I'm going to say Ed McMahon.
It's B, Patrick Swayze.
Fuck!
Oh, Ken wins. All right.
I lost, you asshole.
Oh.
No, but you won because there's only one question.
Well, he's going to keep going, so continue.
Final question. This dead celebrity was bitten by Sharon Osbourne's Pomeranian dog named Maggie. Is it A, Dom DeLuise, B, Farrah Fawcett, C, Ed McMahon, or D, Patrick Swayze?
Farrah Fawcett. I don't know who. Like, this is the Osbournes.
Yeah, this is a question that, like, I'm just going to throw a dart. I'm going to say I'm going to say Brittany Murphy.
That was not one of the answers.
Exactly. Continue. What's the answer?
The answer is D, Patrick Swayze, and that concludes.
Wait, didn't
Oops.
I say that?
Oops! I'm dead!
I don't know. Did you say it?
Yeah, congratulations. You still lose even if you did.
Yeah, I still
so
lose.
So very good, Stephen Larper. You lose again.
Thank you. Thank you.
Every game show you play, you get, an upper bound of one right. Congratulations. So that concludes Oops, I'm Dead. That is the 2009 Dead Celebrity Trivia. That wraps that up. Frank, I have a couple more observations here that I want to bring up. We have a caller. Let's get them before I get into this. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ News Style Show. Who is this?
This is Friday Music Jeff.
Jeff, what's going on, buddy?
I just wanted to point out the things that Frank promised he'd do with me this year and never got around to doing.
Here we go. Broken promises from Frank.
Number one, challenged me to a foot race.
Frank?
Never happened.
Frank?
I will race you at any time, any day of the week.
You said that, though, and you didn't do it in 365 days.
We didn't come to fruition. What can I say? If you want to make an appointment, we can race.
All right. Number two, join my wife and Arellas at the mall for a makeover. Never happened.
Never did.
I'm game. I never knew about that one.
Yeah, but you're old. You, of course you've known about it. You fucking said you would do it. How do you not know if you say I'm going to do it?
Set it up and I'll be there.
Set it up. They have to do it.
That much.
It's a response to every... I'll do it, I'm sure. Hey, Frank, you want to... I'm busy.
Set it up.
I'll do it, but I'm not going to go out to Long Island.
Set it up, Jeffrey.
Okay, so that's another one. I predict he's going to say I'll do all of them.
Number three, come over my house, go on my boat, and go to Fire Island with me and his kids.
That I wanted to do, but when I wanted to do it, you said it was not good for you. I can do it during the week, and you said during the week is no good for you.
People work.
Okay? But he's got his own business. He can go and come and go as he pleases.
What I want to do, Frank, I want to tell my clients, sorry, I can't work today because I have to take my friend out on a boat and go to Fire Island. So if you'll excuse me. Oh, and number four.
Well, instead of jerking off all day, you could have took me to Fire Island.
Whoa.
Wow.
Excuse me?
Nothing.
Number four, host a dinner at his house for me and fellow friends.
Now, Frank, let me be honest. When you said you would do that, was that an empty promise?
It was not an empty promise. It's just that, we have to plan it out. We have to come to fruition and plan it out.
At 350 days.
Yeah. All of these were from January of, like, 09. you made that there was one week where you gave nothing but promises. Well, I'll tell you what, Frank. How about this as a promise for 2010? How old will you be next birthday?
I will be the ripe old age of 40.
40 years old, a big milestone. Why don't we have a Heroes Talk event?
Saying a 40th birthday celebration for the germ freak?
Yes, everybody. Yes. Bring your own Purell. Bring your own fucking wipes.
Now
you know what? If you bring gifts, it has to be wrapped in hand wipes.
Can I make a recommendation here?
Yes, go ahead.
How about Frank just gives out 40 promises that he'll never deliver on?
Well, I'm not. Frank's not giving that promise out. I said that one. So you know
that's
only a 75% rate of failure.
So let me say something, you
can. Yes.
Are you saying that there's going to be a Heroes Talk 40th birthday celebration for none other than myself?
No.
Yeah, and I may glom onto it because I will be turning 30 as well.
Oh!
I will be turning 30. And it within, like, you know, you're in June, I'm in July.
So you're this will be. Yet?
No, I'm not. I'm still in my 20s.
And there was another promise.
Supple and ripe, and in my 20s.
There was a promise Ken made to me, and I think, well, I don't know whether you want to talk about it or not, but I think he may.
No, you accused me of something that you said I would never accomplish something.
No, I said that you would not be. I said that you will not be out of. And I'm going to say it, and I know it's embarrassing to you, but I'm going to say it.
Sure.
I will say you will still be living with your parents after the age of 30. And you told me that.
He gave it his best shot.
You know what? I have an announcement to make.
Oh!
We will not be live next week, because next week, the 29th, I will be closing on my first home. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Nothing makes me happier than Frank being wrong.
Me too, and that's the reason why I did it. That's the reason why I cleared all those accounts. That's the reason why I put myself in financial jeopardy. That's what it is, Frank.
I'm going to make a promise as well.
What?
Before my 40th birthday, I will lose 40 pounds.
Whoa!
Right. Yeah, right! No way!
I love
if
the.
If I do not lose 40 pounds,
here's the deal. Wait,
if I do not lose 40 pounds,
wait, Frank, start over and say, because this is something we want to isolate.
Yes.
Before my 40th birthday, I will lose 40 pounds. If I do not lose 40 pounds, I will lick the rim of a public toilet bowl.
Of my choosing.
Yes, Steve, of your choosing.
Dude, I will seriously scour the New Jersey countryside.
He's not. Listen, if he's not going to go eat fine foods and buy fine clothes with fucking Jeff in Long Island or ride a boat in the summertime, what makes you think he's going to fucking stick to this one? Frank, how do we know we can take you at face value here?
Because if I don't, then. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I want to lose this weight. It is nothing more. It's what I call 40 on 40.
I'll tell you what, Frank. If you fail at 40 on 40 and you don't lick the toilet seat, I'll make sure that one of us brings a toilet seat to you by way of a tainted water bottle, by way of a cup that's been wiped along a public stall.
Frank.
By way of shoes that have been dipped in a public toilet seat and set on your couch, it will happen.
Ken.
I assure you, if you do not lick the toilet seat, if you have to, and you fail at this bet, we won't let you fail because we'll bring the shit to you.
If I don't give in on this bet, I welcome
Frank,
everybody to
I
take
have a brand new
toilet
water seat
and throw
that
it
I'm
on
going
me.
To replace, so that means I have an old toilet seat that I will have just laying out there, and that will be your toilet seat.
Yeah,
how's
Frank,
that?
Frank, do you want to lick the toilet seat of a LARPer who's past his prime?
Come on, Frank.
I will wear that toilet bowl seat around my neck.
At the 40th birthday party?
At the 40th birthday party, all night.
Oh, shit. Okay.
If I don't lose
right,
40 pounds...
Fine, dude.
Okay, it's on. It's on.
Now, the first show of next year, I will weigh myself during the show, and Donna will give out my weight.
Oh,
on the show.
Can we have that letdown music that the Wii Fit plays for you?
Wah, wah, wah.
Meow, boom.
Donna being in charge of it, because I don't think she'll fuck around either.
No,
oh, she won't fuck around, believe me.
No, I know. That's why I like that. All right. I like that idea.
I will get on the scale during the next show, which will be next year. She will tell you my weight. I will drop 40 pounds within the next 6 months, or I will drink toilet water.
Whoa, now it's drinking the water. Okay, good.
Wait,
good.
6 months?
Yeah. It's not
Is that what it originally was? Was it originally 6 months?
Yeah, it's not that big a deal. So, Jeff, what, do you think he's going to follow through with this? Is Jeff even still here? Oh, anyway. So, Steve, do you think he's going to follow through?
I don't know. 6 months? 40 pounds in 6 months is not...
If Payfed can do it, I can do it!
But I think, you know, since Frank is dying of cancer of the ass, I think dropping that much weight might not be a problem.
Okay, well... You know, you're going to be dealing with Steve the LARPer's toilet seat if it doesn't happen. Steve, thank you for playing. Thank you for offering your seat. Thank you for being a valued listener to the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen LARPer.
Forever. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. I guess Jeff is gone. But Jeff, thank you very much. I really appreciate
it. I hope you didn't offend Jeff.
Yeah, you probably did by not going to his house and... And then, and not having a glorious banquet at your house that you invite him to. He just wanted a nice banquet at your house. Frank, I want to say thank you to everybody who's ever been listening to this show, who's ever called in. Here's Jeff calling. Jeff is from The What Show, Fridays 9:30 to 12:30 on HearUsTalk.com. Jeff?
Hi, how's it going?
Did you hear Frank's bet?
I did. Liar, liar, hairpiece on fire, you will not come through.
Okay. Well, you know what? One way or the other, he will pay up that bet. I mark my words.
If Jeffrey.
Yes.
If I renege on this bet, I will allow you to spit in my face.
That's another bet you could fucking... Do you understand? You can't back up a bet you're not going to do with another bet you're not going to do. If you don't do this, it's going to be done for you.
I mean, if you want to lick Steve the LARPer's toilet bowl seat, which, by the way, during one of his LARPing matches doubles as the Ring of Sorrows, feel free, be my guest. I don't care. I would just like you, for once, to follow through with one of these promises.
Jeff, what the hell? I wanted to come on the boat with you during the week. You said no. What the fuck you want from me?
All right, well, I think we lost Jeff, actually. You know, what are you gonna do?
Jeff
anyway,
sounded like he was in a stupor. Anyway,
I want to thank everybody that has had a an interest in helping us out, has listened to the show, subscribed to the show at DJNewStyleShow.com. Thank you to Barb, Dan and Cal, Ed McGrath. You know, naming names, Frank. It's tough. Gambit, J Mitch, Crazy Monk, Jen Jen, Casey, Joey, fucking. Golf dude, I don't know who you are, but you know, God bless you. You know, fucking have a nice Christmas.
Sin Fiction is a loyal
fan. Goatweed, Ken Moorhead, Spandy. You know, God bless you. Wear tight clothes, and you know you're in pain. You know, it's great.
Steve LARPer, we said.
Steve LARPer, D Fresh Hookup, Urka Durka. You know, God bless us all. God bless us. God bless. Say a prayer.
Walter Sobel,
yes. Jeff, Missy, Alki, Solera, Sheepy, Veal Chop. Tony, Chris, Keith, Fred, Best in Show, Rob, Brian, fucking everybody else. And thank you, RX Refill Shop, for offering me Federamine, Ultim, Vicodin, Zoloft, Tramadol. That's very good. I appreciate that you have these in stock and you're willing to give them to me at cost. Thank you very much.
I will see you next year!
Yes, you will. Why don't we wrap this up, Frank?
Yes, let's do that. I like to put a cap on the bottle.
Yes. I also want to thank Raphael from Connecticut for not even contacting us this year. Thank you.
Thank you.
So that has been episode 238, the last episode of the decade, the last episode of 2009. Go to DJNewStyleShow.com, download everything we've ever done. Coming soon, two videos involving Frank's sneakers and also a tasty melange of our favorite moments from the year next week. Best in Show, Thursday night, 8 to 11. What Show, 9:30 to 12:30, Fridays. Frank, do you have anything that you would like to say?
But this is us.
Yeah, no. Shut up. You're talking to a fucking sign. No, you be quiet. I'm going to kick all your friends' ass outside. You done good, Newman. It could pack a real punch. Sure and harsh me. Wani, it's sticking. It's sticking. You're not a friend. Barb, you were right. Snuggie, it's gay. Ken, is there anything you'd like to say?
Absolutely. You're an asshole. Appreciate it, homeboy. Pretty damn good living at that. Shit, I couldn't even have been out the double damn window. Getting too old for this shit, Riggs. Goober Grape, it's the shit. Do you hear me? Because that's what I goddamn do. Fuckface. Nah, I'm good. Thanks.
Yeah!
Hasha, hasha, give it to me, baby, give it to me.
Go suck banana, fuck you.